for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands, and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team. Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
It's November 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of November, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivers his Gettysburg Address. If he had delivered it today, it would have been tweeted.
Hashtag 4 score and 7. Hashtag of the people. Hashtag by the people. Hashtag for the people.
Have a great November 19th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
Stand by.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. With infections and hospitalizations rising throughout the country, Vice President Mike Pence today holding the first White House coronavirus task force briefing in months.
America has never been more prepared to combat this virus than we are today. Our pledge to each and every American looking on today is we're going to work around the clock to keep it that way.
Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. have now passed 250,000. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving and to remain cautious over the upcoming holidays.
Amidst this critical phase of the COVID-19 pandemic, CDC is recommending against travel during the Thanksgiving period.
Dr. Henry Walk with the CDC, a number of states and cities are increasing coronavirus mitigation efforts as those cases and infections rise. America is listening to Fox News.
That's all I can take.
Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. We need one because COVID-19 sucks.
American Thinker.com that, you know, the CDC publishes data that allows you to separate death by COVID from death with COVID. And if you look at the death with COVID being the exclusive cause, it's practically zero. So it's getting around. It's a lot less deadly. We are, as Pence pointed out in the news, far better equipped to treat people that test positive. A great number of people that test positive are asymptomatic, but they're using these numbers for one reason, and that's to make Trump look like a failure. When in fact, even CNN praised the efficacy of his team to get this to the point where we have two companies with vaccines with over 90% success. That is unprecedented.
Yep.
That's never happened. It usually takes 10 years. He cleared the bureaucracies, told them to get the hell out of the way so they could get to work on this thing. And he's already arranged distribution, I believe, through Walgreens and CVS starting out, just to get it out to people who are at the greatest risk, the deaths with COVID.
Right.
Where there's other causes, weakened immune systems and so forth. But don't expect it from any honest media except your friends in talk radio. All right, we are at 5:08. We talked to Brandt this morning at the opening bell, and he mentioned that the market had started out down, and I think I haven't even looked because obviously the press conference today was the big focal point. It actually finished up, so I'll be interested in finding out how that trend reversed today. But he's told us about volatility, so that's no surprise. In the meantime, I do know this about money. Mortgage interest rates are incredibly low. There may never in our lifetimes be a better time to buy a house than now. The guy that can lead you down the path to getting finance, getting pre-approved to buy a house. So you can call up Eddie Bader and say, I want to see that place in Millbrook, and I'm pre-approved at this number. You hold all the cards, because people that want to sell a home, they want to talk to people they know have a mortgage in hand. So that gives you leverage, and it also accelerates the process. Home ownership is always to your advantage, because you'll be able to live in 99% of the cases. You'll have a bigger place to live. You're your own landlord, so you can decorate it the way you want and not what all the rules allow you to do. And then you get the benefit of first mortgage interest deduction and other tax deductions when it comes time to file. But more importantly, less per month, a lot less per month. Case in point, the house I just sold, my mortgage payment on that place was $794 a month. But we were able to rent it for $995, I think it was, towards the end. So if you're paying $995, and this is a nice house, 1,500 square feet. It was in great condition, had beautiful flooring and all those wonderful touches from Georgia Floors Direct. That's what I'm talking about. You know, your landlord gets that money. And by the way, if you're renting, your rent is going to be going up because of the property tax that renters just voted for, thinking they would be exempt. No, landlords are going to pass that along. So why not take advantage of those breaks for yourself? Get with Morris, who is perfectly suited to lead you through the mortgage process, especially first-time buyers. Please, this is the guy you want to work with under any circumstances. Reach out to Morris Capuano at 409-9300. 409-9300. He's with Renaissance Bank. They have bunches of programs available to a wide variety of home buyers. See if you qualify for one of those. They're an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. And again, to reach out to Morris, 409-9300.
Margaret's pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. That's right. Every single item in the store has a special blowout price. It's an absurd price. You can put it on a layaway, pick it up Christmas Eve, 10% down. That's it. And blowout items. Diamond studs, $99. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Plenty more blowout specials. Don't miss us at Marguerite's. We're in the Pepperdine shops. We're open to 7 p.m. during the sale every day now through Black Friday, except we're closed for Turkey Day. Thank you. Come see us.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the chill that we've been experiencing this week, especially at night, is going to start to moderate. Tonight will be clear, but not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a great Friday forecast. The warming trend begins. Sunshine, high around 73. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, warm days, highs in the mid-70s, lots of sun, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but that's iffy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC, equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Grab that bird. Remove the giblets first. Now that it's dead. Cram it full of bread. Now stuff it. The cavity. Fill it up. Totally. Get me see.
Great music like that that gets us in that festive holiday spirit.
Right.
Stuff it good. Joining us now, if I may access my cash register very briefly here, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Interesting day, Brant. We spoke this morning at the bell. Market was heading into the red, and then at the end of the day, it's in the green. So tell us the story of today.
Yeah, you know, the market is really struggling right here at these levels. You know, we've had a nice little run, and as I've said, you know, the last day or so, you know, we're close to the all-time highs, and it really is struggling. It's trying to get its footing and figure out, you know, okay, where do we go from here? Because there's just so many little headwinds and some uncertainty. Yes, we have an acknowledged substantial rise in COVID cases. And really, it's the policy response. I mean, there's some concern out there in terms of policy response of various governors around the country and et cetera, and what impact that could have on the economy. But then we've also got the election, which, you know, Trump has not said he's giving up. Right. He's not doing it. In fact, he continues to put the hammer down even more. And press on this issue that he's been defrauded, essentially. Right. And so the market is trying to think through that. In the meantime, you've got Biden over here who continues to talk about what's his cabinet going to look like, what are his policy responses going to be to, you know, various and sundry things. So just a lot of mixed messaging, if you will, that's going on.
Sure.
And here we are at the end of the year. And, oh, by the way, you know, the stimulus money's run out. We've got the jobless claims numbers this morning that came out that were a little bit worse than people thought, but it wasn't horrible.
Right, it wasn't that much different from last week.
Right, right. So So that's kind of where we sit, and in a bit of a little bit of a no man's land. But at the same time, all this is going on, the economy, in terms of raw data, economic data, continues to be fairly good. It really does. All in all, things are going quite well in corporate America. I mean, they're generating massive profits. We've seen a nice rebound in GDP. All the ISM numbers, all the different things that we look at are headed in the right direction. So, my best guess is, though, is that I do think we're gonna run into a little bit of a buzzsaw here in the next week or two. Some of the names that have been leading the market all year long have seen some weakness. Mm-hmm. If you lift the hood, like I talk about, you see this rotation that has clearly taken place. It's begun into some of the value stocks, small cap value, mid cap value, emerging markets, the rest of the world, commodity type names, energy names. A lot of the areas that had not done so well all this year are all of a sudden coming to life. And so I think that's what we've been talking about the last couple of months on the show, is that there really is a great rotation underway. I think it's going to become more profound as we go into 2021. So we'll see how it goes. I think the market's going to struggle to move a lot higher from here. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably somewhat of a downside bias if you look at it as a whole. But I really believe next year is going to be a much better year. I just do. I think you're going to have gridlock in Washington. The Republicans will maintain control of the Senate. They've made such nice inroads in the House that on certain types of topics.
Brad, not to interrupt, but that's one reason why this election deserves to be looked into. If there was a blue wave at the level of Joe Biden getting 76 million votes, why did the Republicans pick up 11, I think, so far, seats in Congress, and possibly more in New York coming, when everybody was voting for old Joe? You see, it's another one of those anomalies that makes no sense in the context of the presidential election.
It's a real head-scratcher.
Let me ask you this. Did the market respond positively to this conference that took place today? Because that was a big event. A lot of people tuned in.
Yeah, I mean, the market was certainly paying attention. There were a number of headlines that came out from that. But all in all, it wasn't a real game changer at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I think the two big issues that everyone is focused on, really hyper-focused on, is number one, and I'm going to put them in order. It's this election. That's number one.
Right.
We really need clarity. We need visibility and finality to that. I mean, we've got to have it.
Yeah.
The longer that it goes on, the more troublesome it becomes for the markets, because it just doesn't know how to be properly positioned. And Trump has said, that he's going to go all the way to Inauguration Day. So, that's, I think, the first, number one thing. The second thing is, COVID cases are on the rise. There is a significant spike. I think testing is going on now more than it's ever gone on before. If you look at the same charts of the testing that is happening, it mimics, it's a mirror image of the reported new cases of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not surprising, right? But the reason we have to monitor this, obviously, is because, as I said at the top of the call, which is, what is the policy response going to be? Is it going to be a knee-jerk reaction that creates economic damage? We saw the governor of California has now instituted a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. You see what de Blasio is.
After he was caught at a restaurant violating every single freaking mandate he forced on his citizens. What a hypocrite that guy is.
It's always that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just with everything. But
he in particular was, I mean, beyond any excuse whatsoever, despicable. Just despicable.
I agree. So, you know, let's hope that we can muddle through this and get into the new year without any wrecking the economy again.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all unfolds. But those are the two big issues. You know, and so the conference was great. A lot of the economic data has been pretty good. A lot of the things we're seeing are really quite positive in so many different ways. But in this environment, it's going to be difficult to go much higher with that kind of backdrop, yeah, with the election results not finalized and the COVID situation. So that's where we are. We've got a pretty solid game plan for 2021. Once we kind of get through this,
yeah,
we have a really high conviction, a very high conviction, as to how we see things unfolding in 2021. So we've already sort of postured for that and feel really pretty good. We're holding back some cash in most of our models just because of the two big issues we've been talking about on this call. But once we get through that, we'll have a better feel.
And it's with that message that we urge you to go into 2021 with a plan. Because look at all the little surprises that this year delivered. And all of it, after pretty much the first 3 months were in the books, the people that have navigated these uncertain times, as the media likes to call it, are those who had a fallback option, something set aside, people who plan for everything, not just retirement and other events that life brings along, but for emergencies as well. Let McDonald and Hagen show you how you can accomplish this for yourself and get ready to navigate the future with a little more confidence. 387-0094 is the number to call, 387-0094. This is all about taking a managerial position with your money, and you're going to feel better for having taken the step of making the call. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brett, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Okay. Looking forward to it.
Take care,
Take care.
All right. First this.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I was browsing the audio files, and I came across this from 2012. It was just one of those things. It's a Thanksgiving message from Donald Trump.
Hello, I'm Donald Trump. This Thanksgiving, I'm thankful that I got to keep the $5 million I was going to give to charity if Barack Obama released his college and passport information. Hey, the only thing I like more than making money is keeping it. Happy Thanksgiving to me.
Wow, they were even vulgar then, weren't they? Nasty people. Who do we have on line one or two or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I am currently blocked because I have 5,000 tabs open.
Master Thespian is on too.
Let's give him a big Warhawk welcome.
Hard to do.
That's what I meant to say.
I was going to say, that sounds like the tuberculosis welcome.
Oh, man. My eyes are watering.
Or the seven-pack-a-day welcome. I don't know. I officially call in to dispute the claims of Amy earlier in your show.
Oh?
Find her accusations to have no evidence of widespread Donald Trump actions. They were spurious, they were scandalous, and they were false. So how's that?
That was good.
There you go.
I thought I articulated my side of that fairly vulnerable.
You did. She was being very mean.
Do you think she took my advice and scratched her opinion into a granite block and stuck it up her butt?
Probably not.
Because
she would like that too much, you know?
Yeah.
She would get pleasure from that. And I'm finding many, many people who are opposed to Donald Trump are not happy people. They're not happy people.
In general, right. They are. You know what my name for them has been all along? The American Les Miserables. That's what they are. They are.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, my pet answer to everyone from now on is, you know, I'll ask him, did you vote for Biden? And I'll say, well, be careful what you wish for, because the cure might be worse than the disease.
You know? Well, you know, in my, you know, the dark recesses of my mind, Master Thespian, I'm struggling with the fact that 76 million people heard Joe Biden in those great speeches in front of 6, 12, 18 people in some cases on Badaka Health Care and some of the other things and said, yeah, that's what I want in the White House.
You know, what the Bible say, pearls before swine or something like that. You just got to be careful because some people are never going to see the truth. Some people are comfortable not knowing the truth because they don't want to know the truth.
Is that along the lines of ignorance is bliss, as the great Shakespeare once said?
Something like that. Anyway, let me give you a Warhawk goodbye. Here we go.
And right back at you, my friend.
Take care now.
All righty.
I don't know how he does that.
I think he got tired of me. That's what I think. Here's Cooter.
Yes, I've never called a radio station before, but I've got two things I need to talk about.
I'm sorry, you seem to have set off our BS detector with that statement.
I've got two things, and I need your promise not to hang up on me before I get to my second one. First one is, what if Amy's right? What if Trump is just this guy's always running from his losing stuff and he's not worth a darn? That was sarcasm.
Yes.
Now to my second point, Jenna Ellis did say at that press conference, she's the one that said the server was taken. And she said, we don't know if the good guys have it or the bad guys have it. And I'm thinking maybe she was not being completely truthful there, that she has it and knows it. There was a picture. She posted a picture after midnight last night, this morning, a picture of her and Rudy and Lieutenant General Michael Flynn all together with big smiles on their faces. You know, Flynn was a national security advisor.
Yeah, I saw that photo. I did.
He knows about that secret stuff. And if they've got him working with him, I don't doubt that he can get to anything he wants to get to. And they seem happy there, and I'm just keeping my fingers crossed, Greg.
I'm looking at a picture of Rudy at that conference pointing to a map. The quote, this was a plan, and they left evidence.
Yeah.
But we need to see it, and we need to get into a court so we can get this thing overturned.
They need to stop talking and start putting it out there.
You got it.
Thank All right, you, guys. Love y'all. Have a great day.
That was Thanks. A great call for somebody who's never called a station before.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I'll do it again someday.
All right. 528. I'm going to play a little of that Carlin Fear of Germs thing.
Mm-hmm.
As we build up our immune systems and our appetites, because dinner at 6.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Well, we are very heavy all over the boulevard right now. Congestion at all of the major intersections. Taylor Road busy from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. Got a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue, Norman Bridge. Slow traffic on I-85 from about ASU all the way up to the interchange. No accidents to report that we know of right now, but please be cautious out there this afternoon. We are very busy all over the city. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade is worth a minimum of $1,500. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net. Or call 286-4140.
United for your comfort.
I'm here
with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs. Why these You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a chance, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're f***ing weak and you got a f***ing weak immune system. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw s***. Personally, I never take any special precautions against germs. I don't shy away from people who sneeze and cough. I don't wipe off the telephone. I don't cover the toilet seat. And if I drop food on the floor, I pick it up and eat it. I eat it. Yes, I do. Even if I'm at a sidewalk cafe in Calcutta, the poor section, on New Year's morning during a soccer riot. And you know something? In spite of all that so-called risky behavior, I never get infections. I don't get them. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get headaches. I don't get upset stomachs. And you know why? Because I got a good, strong immune system, and it gets a lot of practice. My immune system is equipped with the biological equivalent of fully automatic military assault rifles with night vision and laser scopes.
And we have recently acquired phosphorus grenades, cluster bombs, and anti-personnel fragmentation mines. So, when my white blood cells are on patrol, reconnoitering my bloodstream, seeking out strangers and other undesirables, if they see any suspicious-looking germs of any kind, they don't around. They whip out the weapons, they wax and deposit the unlucky fellow directly into my colon. Into my colon. There's no nonsense. There's no Miranda warning. There's none of that three strikes and you're out. First defense, bam, into the colon you go. And speaking of my colon, I want you to know I don't automatically wash my hands every time I go to the bathroom, okay? Can you deal with that? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You know when I wash my hands? When I shit on them. That's the only time.
George Carlin, a prophet in so many ways. On this Thursday, Terry Adams out of town, and I forgot that Thanksgiving is a week from today, so 2 weeks from today he'll be back with us.
Yeah, he'll be back.
I've gotten so many messages about Amy. Mm-hmm. Who's Amy? Amy called us earlier today. I think she was standing in a 55-gallon drum filled with feminine hygiene cleaning products and might have been a little mentally affected. And I made some suggestions about her opinions that think she might be able to do with them, because not only have I gotten a ton of messages, like from our buddy Anthony we met last night at Baumhauer's, mm-hmm. Kira's boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
but I was standing outside by the garbage cans and Rusty Aldridge pulls up. He says, I missed this whole thing with Amy. What? Tell me about this thing with Amy. So I did, and then I said,
it's not gonna be proud.
What?
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
God, that's a long way to stretch for one stupid hotkey. But thanks for all the support, gang. Really appreciate it. Let's see. Tomorrow we will have our Duncan and Son Predictathon in the morning. And our grand prize drawing. We give away a Clark's Club membership. We give away the works from Don Duncan. And a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. Let's see. Here's a note from one of my... I love everybody that communicates with me, and I read everything you send. From Morris, my question is, what did we learn today from Rudy and Sydney that we didn't already know? Didn't I make that same point? Mm-hmm. Words are great and a great way to start, but all we hear are words, and this is true. We need action to get a reaction. I have no faith in our justice system, and neither do I at the moment. So much money has been spent on investigation upon investigation, and nothing substantial has ever been done. We had that one low-level attorney that was fired or forced to resign that was connected to the coup. An attempted coup of a duly elected president, and not one person has been brought to justice for that. That should terrify everybody. And now these big mouth socialists, assuming that, well, this election will stand and will control everything, you know, they're talking about re-education camps, kind of like the ones they made the Jews attend in Germany. But we're the Nazis. But they're the ones that want to put us into boxcars. And so I have the Second Amendment. I remember having that conversation with my daughter when she was learning about World War II in middle school. And she said, how come they didn't fight back? And I said, because they had nothing to fight back with. They did their best. You can see the videos. You know, they were tenacious, courageous, and did not go willingly. But once, and the Nazis were socialists, by the way. I wish the Republican Party would do a better job of getting that message across to people.
Well, it's not the same kind of messaging. Socialism, bullcrap. It's always bad. Ask Venezuela how it's been going for them the last 15 years.
Well, maybe something will happen there as a result of what's happening here.
Well, the thing is, countries vote their way into socialism. Germany did it, Venezuela did it, and every other country that suffered under it did it with the vote. But you got to shoot your way out once they get a toehold. And that's really sad.
But the thing is, the Dominion software was designed to steal the vote.
And as of now, we have zero evidence presented.
No, but I'm talking about in Venezuela.
Well, yeah. I mean, it goes back that far. And the Democrats were bitching about it as recently as 2019. But you see, rather than solve the problem, they just made it work for them. But it's still the same. Socialism gets voted in. The only way out is to shoot your way out. And I'm just praying it doesn't come to that. But it's still on the table. 5:41.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no new accidents to tell you about at the moment, but I'll tell you what, we have got some pre-COVID-like conditions as far as numbers of cars on the road. I have not seen it this busy on the maps in quite a while. Slow traffic, I-85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. We've got slow traffic 85 southbound from ASU to the interchange. Slow traffic I-65 from Northern Boulevard north to the 143. We've got a lot of outbound traffic on the 31s, Norman Bridge, Fairview Avenue, Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, all loaded down right now. Please be safe out there. Buckle up and keep it here. We'll keep you updated. As I said, no accidents to report at the moment. Accidents do happen. Go where the insurance company goes. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. That's right. Every single item in the store has a special blowout price. It's an absurd price. You can put it on layaway, pick it up Christmas Eve, 10% down. That's it. And blowout items. Diamond studs, $99. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Plenty more blowout specials. Don't miss us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peptry Shops. We're open at 7 p.m. during the sale every day now through Black Friday, except we're closed for Turkey Day. Thank you. Come see us.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
At the Home Depot, get Black Friday pricing now through December on great gift ideas for any doer on your list. Like a Ryobi Impact Drill Driver Kit for just $99. Was $129. Save on top tools, appliances, the latest in smart home tech, even holiday decor to light up the living room or bring joy to the neighborhood. Black Friday savings. In-store, online, store-wide. Gift giving improved from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Can we give them a hand?
Please clap.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the chill that we've been experiencing this week, especially at night, is going to start to moderate. Tonight will be clear, but not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a great Friday forecast. The warming trend begins. Sunshine, high around 73. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, warm days, highs in the mid-70s, lots of sun, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but that's iffy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The city is gross. I'm leaving today. All because of the pandemic. New York, New York. Wish I had a car. I want some more space. I got a tiny apartment. New York, New York. I wanna wake up without sirens killing my sleep. Nobody taking a crap on subway seats. New Yorkers just won't stay 6 feet away. Throw in the towel on my dreams of old New York. I just can't take it here. I'm moving anywhere. I bid adieu. New York, New York.
And not even the Democrats there can agree on what to do. Big argument between Cuomo, a disaster and mass murderer, and de Blasio, who just doesn't care because he's a communist and he doesn't give a rat's ass about making money or any of those annoying things, from this article I was looking at. Where did I find this? Hang on a second, kids. Apparently, Cuomo insisted that schools would be open. And when a reporter said, well, de Blasio doesn't want to do that, Cuomo said, I really don't care what you think. Of course, if you agree with him, because you're in the same business with him, he ranted. And after that fiery exchange, de Blasio made his announcement that they will, in fact, be closing. I don't really care what you think. Quote, New York is in a state of mayhem. It's completely out of control. It will never be the same. Global warming alarmists predict New York will be underwater as the icebergs melt, which is a joke. It's not going to happen, but it may as well. What's left of it? Turn it into a nice reef for the fish. Here is Tommy.
Have you ever looked at the Chavez timeline? I heard it explained recently. When he was elected in 98, it wasn't long after that, that he had to stuff his legislature in order to get the ability to overrule the Supreme Court by adding 20 justices to their Supreme Court.
Where so that he would run that into Where have I heard that before? And
so after he stuffed the Supreme Court with numbers, after adding, you know, states to get his Senate and his House right, after he stuffed the Supreme Court, rewrote the Constitution in Venezuela, then he started taking over personal business, private business, and everything was going well until oil prices fell through the floor and people started breaking into zoos to kill the animals and eat them.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what happened. And it saddens me to think that we have such monumental ignorance that people somehow see it. And this is in part due to our indoctrination, not our education. If we were educating people, they would know better. But we're indoctrinating them towards socialism, which is why almost half of adults under the age of 40 have a positive view of it. We've got to change that. We've got to work to change that, because they'll be the first to bitch when they're eating a tiger for lunch. Seriously.
Keep up the good work. We'll see
you. Thank you, Tommy. Trump campaigned to file a major lawsuit in Georgia. Well, again, great optics today. We all want everything that Rudy and the team set up today, Sidney Powell, the Crake, and all that. Results. That's what I want to see. You got to have results. I am tired of putting...
Well, it's flu season, which means a rise in incidents of hysteria.
It's Andrew Klavan.
And also the Chinese flu, sometimes called the Wu flu, or the Flu Manchu, or the Kung flu, or the communist dirtbag flu, or sometimes just the evil thing that China did to the rest of the world flu, for short. As innumerate journalists panic in high-pitched voices over numbers that don't mean anything, governors who like power rub their sweaty hands together with glee and consider how they can torment the populations who made the mistake of voting for them with useless restrictions that will destroy your business while having no effect on numbers that don't mean anything anyway. Governor Newsom of California says because of the rise in flu cases, he will issue an executive order allowing him to wear a sterling blue military uniform with gold epaulettes. These will go stunningly with the bicorn hat made popular by Napoleon Bonaparte, also a governor of California. Along with the smashing uniform, Newsom says Californians may only gather in groups of one or fewer and must pass around Thanksgiving turkey by mail. The only exceptions are looters and anyone who invites him to a party where the drinks are free. In Michigan, Governor Obersturmfuhrer Gretchen Whitmer says the uptick in Chinese virus cases will require her to march back and forth on her balcony, swinging her straight arms in wide arcs and snapping her heels smartly on the ground with each step, while a grateful state of Michigan repeatedly stabs their open hands into the air in salute. Other than that, however, no one is allowed to leave their homes unless Governor Obersturmfuhrer needs to have her hair done, in which case her stylist may go to her shop to give her a cut and blow before being executed for breaking the lockdown rules.
That's Andrew Klavan. He is so good. And if we had more time, I'd play a little more of that clip. Called, if you want to look it up, go to YouTube. Andrew Klavan, K-L-A-V-A-N. He's the guy that does that brilliant piece on investigations. And again, that'd be the perfect thing to play today because all we're hearing is investigations, which have produced what? With an attempted coup on a duly elected president, what has it produced? Nothing. William Barr, an oversized paperweight at best, but he can always prove me wrong. Missed having Terry Adams in the studio with us this afternoon. Our buddy, you know him as the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Adams Motorsports Open Tuesday through Saturday has been a very busy place this year. And I know Terry very well over 15 years. And Terry feels bad that one reason why they've had a very healthy year at Adams Motorsports is because the pandemic has pushed people to look for new options. Now, it's great. They're going there, and they're finding ways to get out and get fresh air and enjoy the beauty of Alabama without violating any coronavirus protocols. That's been their year. They were out of jet skis. People were, you know, getting out in the water early this year. They were out of jet skis at warp speed early this season. They can get them, by the way. They do have a locator service. If you've always wanted to learn how to ride a bike or a scooter, they participate in the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program, and they carry the Kymco scooter. A lot of couples have found a motorcycle or a scooter a great way to do things together. And to get away and go to places like off-road with Polaris, made right here in Alabama. Every product they carry, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Kymco, all the manufacturers buy down the credit standards so you can get the lowest available interest rates. And yes, you can make that big play for the family at Christmas time. Store it at Adams Motorsports. Terry will put a big red bow on it for you and help you arrange delivery to surprise the gang at Christmas time. He is an agent of Santa. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. Open 24/7 at adamsmotorsports.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a bad accident on Taylor Road, on the ramp up to Taylor Road, I-85 northbound. If you're sitting in traffic on 85 northbound, exiting at Taylor, you'll need to be in the left-hand lane of the ramp. Just one lane of traffic by this accident. A lot of people working it, too. Watch out for the boots on the ground there. Slow traffic from Taylor all the way to Chantilly. We're congested all around the boulevard. A lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. Drive carefully this afternoon. The Toyota-thon underway at Reinhart Toyota. There are 50 2020 Camrys to choose from. Get the color and options you want. ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Track.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
We went dancing.
Too much passion. Can I get a yes on that? What? I'm going to try this again tomorrow morning. If it doesn't work out, and